Most of the Midwest is expecting to see quite a bit of impact from the storm system that's still producing rain across the region here today. We are also expecting cold air to come into the region as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. To make matters worse, when the cold air begins to abate, we'll likely see a new storm system spreading widespread rain across a big part of the region once again. That will occur during mid to late week next week. The bottom line is that there's not much opportunity here for the Midwest to experience a persistence of drying conditions. Instead, we're going to keep a moisture surplus profile across the region, especially in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, where we're already having some problems with getting into the fields and getting aggressive with any kind of planting. The rain event that's underway now is likely to end in the western Corn Belt as we go through the night tonight. Tomorrow should be dry in the western Corn Belt. The eastern Midwest will likely see drying take place from west to east across the region on Thursday, but there's another small disturbance that will produce a few showers on Friday into Saturday across the Midwest. This event is not likely to be a major producer of moisture, but there will be just enough to keep the region from drying out, and so therefore not much field work will likely take place. The disturbance will push very quickly through the western Corn Belt on Friday, and it will run from South Dakota down into parts of Illinois and Missouri, and this will likely result in moisture totals to a quarter of an inch, with a couple of spots maybe picking up on 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. The lower eastern Midwest will see this same disturbance coming along Friday night, going into Saturday morning. And again, this will be a setback to the needed drying trend. We'll see the rest of the weekend relatively quiet across the region, with not much precipitation likely again until we get to the early part of next week. That early week weather disturbance will take a southerly track, impacting the area from Kansas through the Ohio River Valley. Most of the precipitation will be to the south of the Midwestern corn and soybean production areas, and we may see several days of drying conditions, but it's going to be cool during that time period as well. Temperatures will be cold enough for the afternoon highs to be held to the 50s and 60s during the weekend into early next week, followed by lows that will be running mostly in the 30s and 40s. There will be frost and freezes across the northern U.S. plains and parts of the upper Midwest as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The lowest temperatures on Friday morning will be mostly in Montana and North Dakota, but lows on Saturday will impact a bigger part of the Dakotas as well as Minnesota. And on Sunday, anywhere from North Dakota to Wisconsin and parts of Michigan will experience a little bit of frost and some light freezes. The cold weather will likely suppress the evaporation rates, and that means that even though rainfall will be limited during the first half of next week, we won't see aggressive drying, and fieldwork is probably not going to be able to advance very well across the region until we get into a more significant warm and dry bias period. The warmer air will come back across the region during mid to late week next week, and as it does, we're likely to see a return of soggy field conditions because widespread rain will evolve. Anytime you bring warm, moist air back into a cold air mass at this time of the year, you'll certainly set off significant amounts of moisture, and that's our ultimate concern. Once we get by the frost and freezes of early next week, then we'll have to deal with surplus moisture problems again across the area. And in hard red winter wheat country, it looks like they will see a good mix of rain and sunshine, as will the Delta and the southeastern states. Now, a few areas in the northern Delta, meaning Arkansas and portions of southeastern Missouri and western Tennessee, may get a little bit too much rain during the early part of next week, and that could be a threat to some of the crop. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.